It's hard to play with.
It's great. Sounds right, so wonderful.
That's an octave, and then here's another octave.
It's so beautiful. Now, when did you first start playing the viola?
Oh, gosh. Well, I played the piano. I started on the piano.
Yeah.
And then in third grade, they came into school, and they brought a violin and a viola and a cello, and they said, which one do you want to play? And I chose the viola, and that was
well,
it.
Well, the cello is hard. You got to, like, haul that around, and it's like a lot. I just saw a movie the other day about the double bass, and it's like.
Oh, that one for Best Documentary.
It did. It was wonderful.
It's amazing. She's amazing.
Orin something or other. And she was the first woman to play in the New York Philharmonic.
Yeah.
And it was a really wonderful. Her niece did the documentary. It was really, really well done.
Yeah, just amazing.
But she had this giant thing she had to pull around after her. Like, she's like. You know, carrying her giant double bass all over the place.
Well, yeah, that's how it is.
Is it easier to carry around your viola?
Yeah,
seems like
I can put on a
compact.
Backpack. I have a backpack, yeah.
So you don't have to, you know, it's not like you're breaking your, you know, back, you know, pulling it around or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that you just fell in love with the viola, you just fell in love with the sound of it, and now you're a superstar of the classical music world?
I don't know. We were talking
you
about
You are,
that
of
movie.
Course you are.
We were talking about movies, right? Movies that I
well, we should do
on.
A movie about your life with the viola and you know how that because I saw that other one and I was like, well, it doesn't seem hard. You just follow some talented person around, you make a movie about it. You
oh
know?
Man, the computer's like exploding in here.
Oh, good.
I made it all small. The window.
Small.
Work this little.
Well, you might have hit it with the viola bow, but that's okay. We're doing great. We're at we're trying to raise 40% more money, I think. You can call 800-989-9368.
Come on, we have 6 minutes.
5 minutes by this board. 800-989-9368. Go to WFMU.org. If you're listening to this program in an archive form, you can always pledge while you're listening then. We'll take your money next week, and we'll say thank you when that money comes through next week. We really appreciate everybody's money and everybody loving this channel, and we're just trying to keep things moving in the right direction. The marathon's been going great. It's only the second day, but we're really having a lot of fun, and it's been great to see everybody. Thank you to Ben and Liz and Shannon in the phone room, everybody who's hanging out.
Yes. You guys are amazing. Thank you for your support. We couldn't do this without the volunteers.
Should we draw for the train spotting?
I'm going to make you come in here and
do you
do
want
it.
No, let Liz, should Liz pick for the...
Yeah, Liz, you're going to pick.
Liz picks.
Amazing.
Liz.
Okay, here we go.
Liz. Yeah, do a little... This is... Da na 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 na.
Wait, Cullen wrote it out for me. See,
he wrote the whole thing out for you.
Yeah, classical musicians.
That was pretty good.
Can't play without music.
Oh, you can't.
It's so. That's why I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna bring my viola. I don't even know what I'm gonna play.
No, that was great.
Wait, let me get the music.
Oh, okay. You still have time to get in here.
You have to talk.
I have to talk.
Yeah,
this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM, and all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org.
Call us, 1-800-989-WFMU-9368. Get
is that
your
what
pledge
it stands
in.
For,
we
WFMU?
We only have a few minutes. Yeah, that's WFMU.
We got so many pledges this hour. Thank you so much to everybody who was able to pledge. And if you're getting your underwear, let us know what size. I think Joe Magasco might have to send you an additional email so you can sign the waiver so that when you get the underwear, it's your size and it looks good. And it's
sign the waiver.
You might have to sign an underwear labor. I'm not a labor, a waiver. I don't know how that works.
Okay, let me see if I can read this. Here we go. We're going to have a Jeopardy. Are you ready for Jeopardy?
I'm ready. What is I'm ready? Oh, there's a whole. It's another verse.
Love you.
Yay! Bravo! Bellissima!
Well, it's been a musical hour with you, Jim.
It's been great. Did we pick a winner?
Yeah. Did we pick a winner? We did. Sean in Brooklyn!
Yay! Thank you, Sean. I hope you enjoyed train spotting. And
oh my gosh, look, another one right here.
There's another
one. This is Dan from Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, I love Medford. I used to live in Medford. I lived in South Medford, so I called it Smedford. Thank you, Dan, very much. Thank you to everyone who gave during this hour. Please stay tuned to WFMU at all times for the rest of your life, and especially during our marathon. And Carol, thank you so much.
Oh, this was so awesome.
You were so great. Next week I have, I'm really, really thrilled. I have Kelly Jones helping me, the WFMU legend. But so thank you so much. And everybody should tune in to Carol's show this week with Cullen and donate during her program.
And then you can get the premium there that has Cullen calling the radio station.
If you're giving them a premium size pledge, I might throw the underwear in there just in case. In case you want the underwear. You might not.
Oh, are we at the top of the hour? Like, do we even have a minute left?
It's 1 minute left. 1 minute left.
Call us 1-800-989-9368. Get that last minute pledge in. We love Jim so much.
Well, yes. Let me turn on the.
Weren't you feeling the love?
I definitely felt loved. This is, I love the new theme song at this, the faster speed. That was great.
It's awesome.
Great stuff from Naomi. We once got to the movies, now we're alone. Goodbye.
No, you go like this. Hey. Bye.
dogs run free. Just like Bob Dylan said, let your dogs run free. Come on, children of the sun, stop to get out of this place. Can't take much more of the human race. Wake up,
+1 800 989 9368. That's the number to call to pledge to WFMU. This is Micah with the music of Mind Control. My co-host across the glass, Jonathan Herwig. And we can't hear him. There you go. Hello? Why can't I hear? Let's see. Is it because you are not on? Okay, try now. Try now. No? Okay. Help, Ken. Ken, help! Okay. How about now? Oh, my God.
Hey.
I was looking at the wrong.
How long have you been doing this? You can't figure this out? I would have figured that out in 2 seconds.
With the contentious dialogue from the start. Okay.
Let's start over. I'm sorry. Let me apologize right off the bat. That was a contentious start, and I'm not meaning to be adversarial here. I'm here to help WFMU raise money. I think a lot of people see what our back and forth on social media, and they don't think this is a very friendly relationship we have, Micah. But that's all just fun and games, right? We're really, you know,
well,
solidified in our love for freeform radio.
If you haven't figured that out by now, then
you're not paying attention. What a face melter by the Source family to start off with, by the way. Wow.
Yeah, that was with what's his name?
Who's playing the guitar on that?
The guy from the Seeds.
Yeah.
After Father Yod slammed into a boulder.
The hand gliding incident? Yeah.
Then the guy from the Seeds took over. And I'm blanking out on his name.
I know what you mean. The music nerds know. Somebody will chime in on the comments board and tell us. Hey, why don't you tell us about your premium?
Yeah, so a few things. Before I do that, I do have a prize that I want to give away in 20 minutes.
Okay.
This is the 72 Names of God vintage poster.
Okay.
It is a Kabbalah. Yes. You can see a picture of it on my playlist page. It is a Kabbalah image from probably pre-medieval times. Now, the thing about this, Jonathan, these are the 72 names of God. These are the 72 names that my grandfather, Moses, the original, Moses the First.
The parting of the sea, Moses.
That's what he uttered, these 72 names, when he needed to part the Red Sea.
It seems like that would take a long time.
The Egyptians were not far behind, but it's not like they were that not far behind.
Sounds like Moses had more names for God than the Eskimos had for snow.
So it's sort of like a talisman, a visual talisman that you can hang on your wall, and all kinds of good things will happen. It is used to diminish negative energy.
Yeah, okay.
So for a pledge of $20 or more, you will get in the running to get this 72 Names of God poster.
How big is it?
I think it's about 10 by 12 inches.
Inches, okay.
It's a mini poster, but it's a poster nonetheless.
Right. Do you have one?
I do not.
I want one. It's aesthetically pleasing, even if I'm not a heathen non-believer.
That's right. We'll get to that. So pledge now. Like Jonathan said, I do have a premium this year. Like I do every year, I make a compilation of some of the year's favorites, some tracks that many of the listeners have made a to-do about. It's called I Dream of Anal Kundalini. And it is yours for a pledge of $75 or more. Or any premium that you want. It doesn't have to be my premium. It could be Jonathan's premium. If you are a listener to this program or to this station, you know that this is extreme radio. You know, these are extreme times. So the radio, these are also these are extreme niche aesthetics.
Exactly.
My program, I like to call it an experiment in extreme niche programming.
I think your program is the most niche of all. I'm going to say niche because that's what I've always said.
That's probably the correct way of pronouncing
it. The German in me makes me wants to say niche.
I try to, you know, I this is a program that takes up a huge deal of research, but I love it. It's not like
it's a labor of love.
It's a labor of love. It's not a chore. It's something that I love doing, and I love bringing the listeners these artifacts. These auditory implements of torture and pleasure.
And music that you would not hear. It's things that you would really have to search to find, and you're doing the work for people. So it's like if you find the you know, spiritual music or cult music interesting, I think this is one of the greatest resources you could probably have on the internet of places to hear it. You know, your archives, I think. And that's part of what you pay for. When you make a donation to WFMU is the vast years of archives now that Micah has volunteered his time to compile over these years.
Yeah, it feels like I've been doing this, I don't know, maybe 10 years. I don't know.
You've been on a decade because I think you got on right after I did,
yeah,
right?
Not right after, maybe a couple of
years
after.
And I think I'm at 13, so you're at 10 at least. Oh, the phone's ringing. Look, we're doing our job.
What I want to do now, I want to whet your appetite for the 72 Names of God by playing something satanic. Because I'll tell you, the reality of the situation, Jonathan, God, Satan, it's just the same thing, just the flip side of the same coin. So what I'd like to do is play some Radio Werewolf.
Okay.
This is Nicholas Schreck and Zena LaVey when they got together in the late 80s.
Is that a relative of Anton LaVey?
Yes.
Yes, okay. What relation?
That's his daughter.
His daughter, okay.
And Nicholas Schreck is the first son-in-law of Satan.
Interesting.
Who is now a Tibetan Buddhist. When they first got together in the 80s, they created a huge community, a satanic community. It was sort of like a comeback of the Church of Satan in the 80s, and they started Radio Werewolf, a band to explore a lot of the ideas of
Satanism.
And a lot of left-handed path occultism. So I'm going to play some of that. And once again, the number is 1-800-989-9368. WFMU.org/donate is where you want to go online. Make a pledge.
Can I just read you this wonderful comment that a listener just said?
Sure.
Sean from Brooklyn said the Church of WFMU is a better place with Uncle Mo. Yeah. He is my leader every Tuesday at 7 p.m. I was hesitant to listen at first, but now I love your show, Micah. I look forward to it every week. Hail, Micah.
Wow. Now he's an addict. He's brainwashed, subservient
acolyte. Yes. Right. All right, let's hear this track.
Okay, we'll be right back.
What he knows things you've not had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Zena LaVey and Nicholas Schreck performing as Radio Werewolf, a satanic band. They like to play with a lot of fascist.
I'm finding this a very listenable
aesthetics.
Playlist so far. This is really good.
I'm doing it for you.
You
Jonathan.
Are? You're
yeah, yeah, I'm trying to cater today's show to more of your tastes.
Thank you.
And,
I appreciate that.
So, just to whet your appetite for my first prize,
we've already got
72 names of God. Yeah,
several people in the running for it, by the way.
Cool.
So, for pledges of $20 or more, you can get in the running for this, the 72 Names of God poster.
That will bring happiness and positivity to your life. It may even part, if you have like some kind of oceanic problem in your apartment, it might.
Well, in these troubled, calamitous times that we're living
you
in, we
really,
need all the positive...
You need anything you can get.
And WFMU is a positive... you know, I feel like radio... you know, FMU is going to sort of turn into a radio-free America kind of situation, maybe, if things keep heading in the direction they're going. I'm not sure.
You know, we spoke before the show. It's like, how are we not going to keep... How are we going to keep politics out of the program? I don't think...
It's possible.
You know,
well, I wasn't
all
wasn't,
I can tell
wasn't
you
wasn't an overtly political statement. I was just sort of
all I can tell you is yes, these are incredible dark times. They most likely will get darker, but I'm going to tell you this has happened before.
And
everything is a cycle.
Right.
This is the snake eating its tail. It's
the Ouroboros.
It's the we are in the final days of the I forget which yuga it is, but the Kali Yuga, and we're heading straight to the Satya Yuga, which is the Golden Age. So things get dark right before dawn.
Matt from Union, New Jersey, has made a very generous donation, upping
Thank
his
you,
swag
Matt.
For life. It looks like we've got another. Pledge from Dean in Middletown.
All right,
who's
Dean.
Who's now in the running for this poster. And Michael from Watertown says, if there's anything Dominionist music out there, Hegseth is that cultic brand of Christianity. I'd be interested in hearing it. I don't know if that's a request, but maybe not
Hegseth.
On this show.
Is that a relative of yours?
I'm assuming you know what this guy's talking about. I don't.
One thing I'd like to mention, well, I did mention it before, for $50 or more, you get my premium, this year's premium, I Dream of Anal Kundalini. I want to play a track from it now,
tell
if
me when
I may.
Tell me when you want me to give this poster away and we can do that.
That'll be, oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to play a track from it, and then we'll give it away.
Great.
So this is from the Renaissance community. It was a hippie cult. The guy was named Michael Metallica, who ran this cult.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, I've heard. I've listened to your show and heard that exact thing.
Oh, well, then you might. Okay, so this is when he went solo, and everybody started hating him.
You know that I like this. That's why you're doing this.
That's
are you
right.
doing? Did you make this whole playlist for me?
I told you. I'm trying to tailor make this program for you.
This is pretty good.
So
I'm shocked.
This is when he went kind of nuts. And everyone started hating
Wait,
him.
Wait, before you play this track, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what my favorite cult is?
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it.
My favorite cult, and this is a pretty lame one that you're probably going to, is the Mother of God cult.
Oh, yeah.
That documentary is the craziest thing. And are they still, though? I want to know, I want to update.
Now
you
it's
know,
called.
Are they still going?
What's now it's called with that? Love Rain, Joy Reigns. And it's basically just Father God trying to rebrand.
So it's the crazy meth guy that's running it now?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That guy was the scariest guy ever.
This is Michael Metallica performing as Rapunzel, and it's on my premium. I Dream of Anal Kundalini that you can get for $50 or more, and we will be right back to draw the prize. 72 Names of God. 1-800-989-9368. Rapunzel. Michael Metallica recording as Rapunzel, 1975-ish, from the Renaissance community. Off of my this year's premium, I Dream of Anal Kundalini. That can be yours for a pledge of $50 or more. What's up, Jonathan?
Well, we have a winner.
All right.
And Sean in Brooklyn is going to get this 72 Names of God poster. And I hope he enjoys it. It's a beautiful, it's a lovely thing.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Sean.
Micah.
Somebody shoot that guy.
Did you hear the set? That, Carol barely said like 10 words. Is Micah... I feel like Jim the poet. He just can't.
Well,
you gotta,
yeah, you know, you got to keep a gag on that guy. You know,
God, I'm not going to the movies with him. Can you?
That's right.
Can you sit through a movie without talking?
You know, no, he's got ADD. But the worst thing is, I caught him watching a movie on his phone.
Oh my God!
I almost like busted a move.
That's David Lynch wouldn't appreciate.
No,
that.
No, I told him that. You know, what I want to tell you next is that I have another prize that I'd like to give away.
You've gotten a lot of analog donations on the phone here, too. You've got Ralph from Fresh Meadows.
All right, Ralph.
With a big pledge. And Zachary in Indiana. Right. People in Indiana listen to this show? That blows my mind.
He's in the running
for the next prize.
I have listeners from Dimension X.
I've never gotten an Indiana pledge, I'll tell you that. We're Mike and I are kind of in a competition to see who can raise more money this year. And
Mike, we do this every year.
No, we don't. Because most of the years I just crush you, but this
year...
Yeah,
I know, but I like to play with your precious ego.
You're ahead of me in pledges. You haven't usurped my total yet, but you're getting awful
yes,
close. Getting very close, and I'm worried.
That's right.
She's got me shaking in my boots.
Listeners, help me crush her. 1-800-989-9368. You know, because people, Herwig gets an enormous pledges every year because his show is so spectacular, Blurred and Obscured, every Sunday evening, 10 p.m. But, you know, this isn't a contest. There's a common goal here, and that is Freeform Radio, WFMU. There's no other station like it. I know it. You know it. Your grandmother knows it. Now it's time to put your mouth where your
money is. And then
something to that
and
effect.
And then take your mouth and call WFMU and tell them
exactly
you want to support.
Exactly.
See that? See what happens? Look, we should announce this other prize too.
Yes, okay. My next prize is a book. Let me tell you, Jonathan, this is a page turner.
Okay.
It is so
tell me all about it.
Immersive, fascinating. You won't put it down. It's called Occult America by Mitch Horowitz. Let me read the blurb. Occult America, White House seances, Ouija circles, Masons, and the secret mystic history of our nation. This is an expose of how esoteric philosophies and personas from spiritualism to Freemasonry to Blavatsky to Edgar Cayce dramatically altered the nation's culture, politics, and religion.
Fascinating. Has somebody actually done a seance in the White House? Has that happened?
Yeah, I think...
Who did it?
It might have been Houdini or one of those.
Well, that's a grifter move, though. Like somebody that really was a true believer. I feel like Houdini, he was just putting on a show.
See, this is where I know you have a very prosaic mind.
Well, this is where you and I differ because I always think people are doing things. There's the people that pull the strings, and then there's the true believers, and you have to separate them. It's a line of delineation.
Sometimes the two intertwine, and that's okay. There's also a lot of black nationalist politics in this, such as Marcus Garvey. There's our good friend Frank, I'm blanking out on his name, who's radio lectures I've played on this program from Psyche Anna, Frank Robinson. This book goes into his story in detail. Joseph Smith. It's just like nonstop. It's just like this circus of bizarre history. And it can be yours for a pledge of $20 or
Who
more.
Who fact checks
America.
These things? How do you know what you're reading is really...
Again, with the facts and the non-facts and the fiction. Look, this is a post-fact reality.
I get that.
That we live in. Okay?
But why you fill yourself up? I want to know the truth. I don't know.
It's all true. And okay. It's all fake. That's just how it is right now.
You're going to have to talk to me off mic about all this because I'm just confused.
So what I would like to do is, in order to whet your appetite, one of the cults that is written about in this book is, of course, the I Am cult, which is basically the first American New Age religious cult that emerged in the 1930s. It was American Theosophy.
Was Eleanor Roosevelt into spiritualism?
Yes.
She was, right? Yes. I didn't imagine that, right?
Yes.
So she must have done a seance or some weird stuff in the
White think
House.
She had...
There was a Ouija board happening?
Houdini come to the White House and do some... I forget. Someone from Theosophy. I'm not exactly sure. In any case...
I want this book.
American Theosophy translated as the I Am cult, which branched out into many different directions... and we're still living with it today. In fact, the Love Has Won cult is based on it. The Mother God.
The Mother God.
Yeah.
Right.
So what I'd like to do to whet your appetite is play something that is associated with I Am. This is this individual named who goes by the name of Treeland. And I think he's a German... I Am metaphysician and channeler. I think he channels the Ascended Masters. And he also does this strange, bizarre music. And we'll be right back.
I have a lot of phone.
Okay, let's hear a few of them.
Well, another one from. I did that one. Did I tell you about Ralph in Fresmeadow?
Yes.
I did Zachary in West Lafayette. And then JJ in Port Jervis donated. And he said, I would love to join Micah's cult even if the music was damaging. So, wow.
It is very damaging.
Right, I have to plug all this money that you made into the computer here. So please play some music.
We'll be right back. This is Treeland, 1-800-989-9368.
May there only be God's love between you and me. One true love changed my mind. Kashic records guide me to the light. Unconditional love for me and humanity. Comic dramas and entanglements will be set free. Inner healing happens in truthfulness. Joy and laughter fill us with these. One true love changed my mind. Akashic records guide me into the light. One true love changed my mind. Crushing crackers got me into the light. What true love? What true love? Oh, my journey of realization. We're the masters and teachers of the Akashic Records. Want true love changed my mind. The Akashic Records guide me into the light. Want true love change my mind. Akashic Records guide me into the light. Want true love. Want you love, yeah. Want you love. Want you love.
Akashic Records. Do you know what the Akashic Records are?
No, I want you to tell me.
So the Akashic Records are it's a library of everything that's ever happened and everything that will happen that exists on the astral plane.
In the future or everything?
Everything. It is a sort of timeless continuum of all history.
Kind of like
ever
a
Nostradamus
prediction thing?
It's everything that ever is, ever was, ever will be.
Okay, I got it.
Like, including everything that you and I do, think, say, don't say. And this was, of course, discovered both by Edgar Cayce and Madame Blavatsky. They both visited the Akashic Records in order to commune with the astral. What's up?
Well, I have some disturbing news to report, actually. And that is that my wife has donated $20
oh
to your show.
Oh, God.
I don't really know how to handle that.
That's really, really disturbing. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I can't deal with it right now. I'm like on the verge
you
of
just don't you don't know
there's
how
so many
to
feelings that I have right now. And I feel we've gotten a lot
thank
of pledges,
you
though.
Wife of Herweg.
Anae.
I didn't know if I should.
You can say her name on the air. Thank you.
Thank
I
you
love Anae. You but we've got plenty. This is ridiculous. First of all, you're already way ahead of me in the fundraising.
Yeah.
So you've retaken the lead. And let me just read some of these names off that have pledged just recently, because there's too many pre-pledges to even, there's hundreds now. Will in Montclair.
Thank you, Will.
He did a big one. I can't tell you
thank
the totals.
Thank you so much.
Andrew in Raritan,
thank
New
you,
Jersey.
Andrew.
Tim in Illinois.
Thank
and he
you.
Said, music of my control. Mind Control is a perfect example of why FMU is the best. I genuinely like 90% of the music played by Micah.
That
90% seems high.
See, this is a rarefied individual.
Nice, I'll say.
Who knows that Good is bad, and bad is good.
And Sean in Washington says, I am digging this DJ tag team. And that's why we do it every year, because I think people actually do enjoy our, you know.
We got the chemistry, baby.
Well, I think what it is that we are not a lot, we're not afraid of a little uncomfortable silence.
and a lot of other uncomfortable
topics,
variables. Once again, the prize on the table is A Cult of America by Mitch Horowitz. That is yours for a pledge of $20 or more.
And somebody pledged at the your premium level too.
Whoa.
In Texas. Michael in Texas said,
thank you, Michael.
A show rotation is essential listening for me, and I'm so proud of WFMU. So,
all right. So, I mean, you know, I'm always tongue-tied and flabbergasted every year when we do this. There's really no way to prepare for it because it's just so overwhelming. But
and every year is different. It's like, because like it's not like you ever play the same thing twice. So it's like, what? That's the thing I'm always amazed about the WFMU listener is like most people love to hear what's familiar, and we don't give you a lot of that on the radio. You know what I mean? Like, there's very, like, once you cover a topic and you go into depth about it, you're on to the next thing.
Look,
and
I am a deep believer that familiarity breeds contempt. Although, you know, the mediocrity of mainstream culture seems to be deeply indebted to that idea. But we don't do that here. We like to surprise our listeners and dig deeper than the average
and there's plenty
crate digging.
There's plenty of DJs here that have literally never played the same track twice, which I think is incredible. I mean, try to do that. Try to do a 2 or 3 hour radio show every week and never play the same track twice.
The thing to understand is it's not so much about the tracks. It's about how we present it. It's about context and subtext.
Right.
You know, we all come from different backgrounds. We all have our deep-seated passions. And, you know, that's where this radio comes from. Everyone's individual passions and backgrounds and creative subtext and context around the music, not so much the music itself. In fact, it's like the medium is the message.
Yes. McLuhan.
Exactly. once again, we're giving away this fantastic book. You won't want to put it down. It's called The Cult America, White House Seances, Ouija Circles, Masons, and the secret mystic history of our nation. It's by Mitch Horowitz, a fantastic researcher.
You know what factoid I just learned that I didn't know, which is pretty obvious, I'm sure, for you, but that the Shriners are Masons, but not all Masons are Shriners.
The Shriners are like Masonry light.
So they don't do the deep seances that we're not allowed. There's not a lot of secret handshakes going on there. They're just there to help the kids at the hospital.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, do you remember when they started making remaking Gilligan's Island with the Harlem Globetrotters?
It's like when
Gilligan's Island met the Harlem Globetrotters, but not the original Gilligan's Island.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a simulacrum.
Right. Interesting.
You don't remember Gilligan's Island?
I don't remember the Globetrotter thing. That's pretty cool. Send me some links.
So what I want to do, one of the tracks on my premium this year, I Dream of Anal Kundalini, is I have the full 17-minute unedited version of Gurmeet Ram Rahim's Chocolate.
You really do dream of Anal Kundalini.
I've only played the first half of this on the program. Saint Gurmeet Ram Rahim is an ex-cult leader. from India.
Now he sells insurance.
Well, now he's in prison.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, there was all kinds of unmentionable activities going on, but he did make his followers castrate themselves, among other things.
That in cults, the castration, that's where I would opt out.
But he, during his reign as cult leader, he was both a Bollywood movie star and recording artist. So I want to play just a little bit of Chocolate. It's Chocolate without the O. Then we will be right back with more fun and torture. 1-800-989-9368.
Language I recognize.
So this is this goes on for 17 minutes. And the whole thing is on my premium, which can be yours for $75 or more. I dream of anal kundalini.
Who wouldn't want that? Really?
Oh.
I want it. You better burn me a copy of this. I'm your friend.
Yeah, the little boy voice asking mommy for chocolate is just irresistible.
What language is that, though? Is that English?
No, it's not English. It's the tongue of the gods.
So it's a, okay.
Saint Gurmeet Ram Rahim, now in prison or dead, not sure.
What did you go to prison
someone
for?
Someone on the message board wrote a jaunty little tune to cut your to... off to, which exactly is what it is, and it can be yours.
We've gotten some a lot. Yeah, this is the most phone pledges I've ever gotten.
All right, who do we have to thank?
Wendy, in New York.
All right,
is this New York or Newark? Can't tell. It's anyway, she pledged.
Thank you.
A nice amount, and then Robin in San Francisco.
All right.
So these are another two. Acolytes of music of mind control.
Thank you. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to those who pledged during the hour, before the hour, and all the hours that are to come. Thanks to the volunteers.
Yes, thank you to the people that are answering the phones.
Thanks
in
to
here.
Everyone who's answering the phone. If you enjoy this kind of radio, Not only should you get your head examined, you should get a few other things examined. That's why we love you. That's why we need you. People like you, as NPR likes to say, people like you
and,
who keep this station
going. I'm sure this
going.
Gets said a lot on the all these marathon shows, but we don't take any underwriting, which basically allows us to do whatever we want here. There's literally, like, no one's ever given me a note on my show. Like, you know, you should do this. I don't have an engineer. There's nobody. Like, you are left to your own devices to produce your own show every week, and that's why it's so great, I think. You know what I mean? Like, it's all on you, and no one would even think of making a suggestion that you change one instinct that you had on the radio, which is kind of incredible.
It is. Yeah, there's nothing, you know, this doesn't really exist anywhere. I mean, you know, it's also kind of sad because there's really nothing else in this tri-state area that has this kind of dynamic.
Not even college radio. I mean, college radio still have program directors and they still have like people telling them kind of what your show is going to be about, or like there's people are getting notes. Like if you have a show on FMU, you are completely on your own.
Yeah, you are your own programmer.
And I think that's incredible. And I also think that I've listened to a lot of shows over the years and it's allowed people to get better. You know what I mean? Like they're doing this sort of artful thing on the radio and they're evolving. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It is an organic way to hone one's creative skills. It's also the listener is
involved.
Involved. Yes. It's like a two-way street. I've been listening to WFMU since 1986. I know
Wow.
I'm dating myself, but I have learned so much, not just about music, about culture,
right?
About ideas, about creativity, the nature of creativity.
And just about the tri-state area, because it's a lot of local listeners. I've learned a lot about New York City. I've learned a lot about music events. I've learned a lot about
that's
art
right.
and culture that's happening right here, which is amazing because a lot of people aren't announcing a lot of these art happenings or these creative things or like a performance that's happening in Greenwood Cemetery with some free jazz thing or a art
right.
show or some cool, you know what I mean? Like there's just so many creative people here. And so you get this like complete breadth of, you know, the whole creative spectrum. Anybody that's doing anything creative is usually kind of covered here on the radio, which is an amazing resource.
It is. Yes, it is a sanctuary. It is a resource in these extremely dark times.
And the archives. You can go
exactly.
back. I mean, you could spend the rest of your natural life just listening to the amazing things that have already happened right here on WFMU, which I think is the thing that I treasure the most, personally.
And the beauty of that is that it doesn't feel like they've already happened. When you play them, feel like they're alive.
Oh, my God. Is there anything, especially now that there's that new WFMU Bunker app?
That's
I
right.
I love going back into finding like an old William Berger show or something that it's
oh
like, this
God.
Is like incredible. You know, like that.
Yeah, right.
That I think of, and I think to myself, like that happened.
You can
know?
Literally bring William Berger
back
to
life.
Life
right.
with this incredible Bunker app. 1-800-989-9368. I have like a minute left. I don't know where Dan Boda is. maybe he's not even here.
Oh, we'll go into overtime. I'm fine with it. I'm ready to go. Keep going.
Now, okay, we need to give away this prize.
Okay.
Do we have a winner?
We sure do. Michael in Texas.
Thank you, Michael.
Is the big winner here.
Occult America, you're going to love it. You're not going to be able to put it down.
And we got one more last, Steven, who also pledged to my show, who's an amazing, I know him personally, and, he's a really great guy. And he said, this music sucks, yet I just can't stop listening. Thanks, Micah.
Thank you, Steven. Yes, it does suck, but we're not afraid, to play it and to celebrate it. Dan Boda is here. I'm going to let him get set up and, get my last dibs in. 1-800-989-9368. WFMU.org/donate is where you want to go.
You should do the station ID too.
That's right. Thanks for reminding me. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. You ready to go?
It's been an absolute pleasure, Micah. Thanks. And you beat me. So there, you win. We'll see what's
oh,
what.
Come on.
We'll
look,
see what's
nobody's
what Sunday.
Winning. Nobody's look, we're just, it's all fun and games except for you. I know you're in it to win it. But that's okay.
Thanks, Micah.
All right.
Why is it not working? Hey, everybody. You're listening to WFMU. I'm Dan Boda. This is the Vocal Fry radio program. And welcome to the Marathon Edition. We just heard from Kenny Roberts, the king of the yodelers. And that was on 45. So if you were wondering if he was actually part chipmunk, you were not far off, but not actually part chipmunk, just instead a human yodeler, but sped up about 150%. the phone number here is 1-800-989-9368, and this is the special 2 weeks of the year when you can show us through money that you love us. So why don't you do that? And you can also go to WFMU.org and check in there. And another place that is, could you grab me that CD? That is equally good to show that you love us. And by the way, I have a co-host. I have two co-hosts tonight. I have Abby from Mars here.
Double the co-host.
Awesome. And DJ Purple Haze.
Hello. We're all here.
What
color is my haze? I'm like trying to think.
Yeah, I know. Every haze needs a color. Green? I don't know. I can't read auras. Maybe we gotta get Micah back here. Micah. What color is Abby's haze? No? Oh. He's distracted.
He's celebrating a successful first marathon show.
Yeah. Nice to have everybody out there listening. Thanks for tuning in to WFMU's Marathon. We always try to have fun for the 2 weeks of the marathon. Coming up a week from Sunday, the end of the marathon, is our Hoof and Mouth finale. Are you going to be singing at that?
Sure am.
All right.
You?
Yes, Hayes and I will be singing together this year. Yeah,
oh, very good, very good.
So looking forward to that very much.
Me too.
And yeah, everybody write that down on your calendars for two Sundays hence. The Hoof and Mouth Sinfonia live band karaoke with a DJ, a band made up of FMU staffers and DJs and all of your on-air favorite people. That's the me and Abby and Hayes. We're your favorite people. If you didn't know that, this is what this show is for, you to learn that and know that and fix it in your mind. Yeah. Yes, we're trying to be informative.
That's right.
And you get to see all your favorite staffers humiliate themselves, embarrass themselves, look like fools, sing. You get to see how badly they are, how badly they carry a tune.
Lots of vocal frying, but not intentional.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes, frying the vocals.
We love it. It's the most wholesome night of the year. For me, that's the sweetest thing.
It is such a good way to wrap up 2 weeks of marathon.
Totally.
Yeah.
Going out with a blast.
It is a lot of fun.
Is it too soon to thank some people?
It's no, never too soon. Go ahead. It's thank some people. Soon. Please.
Let's thank Christy from San Gabriel, California, who says, yay, vocal fry.
Yay. Thank you, Christy.
What else we got? We've got another message for the show from Mitch from Netcong, New Jersey.
Ah.
Says, DB number one, keep those vocal cords in tune.
Ah, thank you, Mitch. Mitch is a great guy and a long-term supporter of the station. Always really good to hear from you, Mitch. And you, too, can be a long-term supporter of the station.
For life, even, as they
for
say.
For life? Swagging. Really?
Swagging for life. Maybe.
What does that even mean, swagging for life?
That's a good question.
I don't think anybody's ever actually defined what swag is to me.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I know we have a ton of it, more swag than you could wear in a month of Tuesdays.
Totally, yeah. I know at FMU it means twice a year you're getting new T-shirts, all kinds of goodies.
Belt buckles?
Oh, yeah.
Shot glasses?
Oh, yeah.
messenger bags? I don't know. All kinds of stuff, right?
List goes on.
I think I have a WFMU lighter somewhere.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, one of the, refillable lighters.
Even better.
We are going to listen to some music. We'll be back to thank some more folks and to chat some more. Stay tuned right here. WFMU, this is Vocal Fry, and keep the pledges coming in. 1-800-989-9368 if you want to call in, or you can go to the website. WFMU.org/pledge is the place to go.